Blog Talk Radio.
We accompany Jesus on his master's journey. He has just experienced the intense suffering and loneliness of Gethsemane, and the humiliation and rejection of his trial. He has been denied by Peter and abandoned by his disciples. He has been beaten to within an inch of his life and is now condemned to carry his cross to the place of his execution. Lord Jesus, this is a lonely journey for you. Allow me to accompany you as you go. On the way, teach me how to love you with all my being, and fill me with love for all mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. The second station, Jesus takes up his cross.
Hello. Hello, family. This is Swan, Sister Swan, and I want to welcome you to today's Sister Talk Headlines, episode 1 of Sister Talk Headlines. You are welcome in this place. I hope you enjoy the relaxing sounds of the Station of the Cross. That is a very important instrumental and audio recording that was gifted to me by someone in the Catholic Church at Mass almost 3 years ago, and that is what I listen to in my home most of the time, and so just wanted to give you a little insight as what I listen to. Again, my name is Sister Twan, and most of you call me Sister. You are so welcome to today's broadcast. Guest, if you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 917-889-2852. Again, 917-889-2852. You are more than welcome to call in. You are so, so welcome. Today, the chat will not be open. I'm having technical difficulties with my switchboard getting the chat open. However, to God be the glory. So, what I would like to do is, number one, let you know that I love you so much, and you are just welcome to this podcast, this broadcast. I am going to endeavor to convert this into podcast form via the Blog Talk Radio podcast platform. However, until I do that, feel free to go to my host page, and you can find a link to my host page via my Twitter, Juan Talk, on Twitter. That is how you find me. And then if you go to the link, there is a link to this show. So in the event you miss the show or you love it so much and you want to share it out or listen to old episodes to support the work that we are doing on behalf of the poor, with my Sisters of Mercy Charity for the Poor, where we make love baskets for the poor, plus we give alms to the poor, not arms, A-R-M-S. We don't give arms. Only God does that. We give alms, A-L-M-S. And that just means that we simply support, as well as making love baskets, we support children, we support tragedies like we recently donated to the Salvation Army yesterday for Hurricane Harvey. And I found that information via Mary Kay basically provided me with that information. And I went to a portal that Mary Kay Consultants have, and they provided us with options of where we could donate if we wanted to donate. And so I selected the Salvation Army. The reason why I selected the Salvation Army family is because here where I live in Binghamton, New York, the Salvation Army does a lot of wonderful things. They even have a weekly soup kitchen for the poor and the less fortunate to go there and eat. And then, from my understanding, they have a minister there, a minister of faith there, where they actually lead a prayer. And so that is the reason why I chose to donate to the Salvation Army, is because they are very active in Binghamton, New York, and I just want to support their endeavors. And so I encourage you to be careful and just research where you choose to put your currency towards, your funding towards, and make sure that the majority of the money actually goes towards causes and not towards administrative staff and fees and things like that. Like a lot of nonprofit 501c3s, unfortunately, the majority of each dollar does not go towards that designated cost. So do your due diligence. I encourage you to most definitely reach out and support. If you have 10 cents, if you have a dollar, whatever you have, whatever God has blessed you with, and just, I encourage you, please, please help the Hurricane Harvey relief effort in Texas and Louisiana. Let's not forget about Louisiana. Speaking of which, there is a pastor, Pastor Morris, who is doing great things in Louisiana, Tallulah, I believe, Louisiana. I may have mispronounced that, but he was actually honored with a bunch of other brothers, I believe, last night during a ceremony in Louisiana for men who are doing outstanding humanitarian work and also raising causes, raising awareness centered around different causes that are near and dear to their heart as humanitarians and as concerned citizens here in America. And so I salute Pastor Morris. I looked at and listened to the interview that was live streaming via his Facebook page. And so I encourage you to just continue to support Pastor Morris, especially if you are in the Louisiana area or if you are just in America, period. This pastor and his beautiful wife, they're doing excellent exploits and excellent things to the glory of God to help out the community, especially centering around awareness of gun violence within especially the Black American community, but gun violence in general. And this is something that we need to discuss as Black Americans because it is an epidemic and it has gotten out of control. And so I am so happy that Pastor Morris has taken on the mantle and is just doing great things and raising awareness and putting on peaceful, nonviolent community events. And I wish I was at that ceremony to honor him and the other brothers in the Louisiana area at the event last night who are doing phenomenal things within their communities, their respective communities. Again, if you're just now tuning in, we are live right now on the air, and you may be listening to the archives by now. However, we are currently live on the air, so if you would like to call in and simply listen to the show, you don't have to be a guest or speak or anything, but if you would just like to utilize your cell phone or your landline to call into the show as a guest, especially if you want to talk, because you are on Sister Talk, and this is Twan, and you know I'm talking, okay? So the guest call-in number is 917-889-2852. Let me reverberate this. The guest call-in number is 917-889-2852. Feel free to call in and just listen to the show or share that number with your friends and your family who may not have the internet but are looking for a very good Christian-based program and quality program to listen to. We cover current events here, and I am about to get into current events via the Daily Mail online portal and the Drudge Report online portal. And when I say portal, that is simply a fancy-schmancy word of saying website. So portal simply means website. So therefore, without further ado, what I would like to do is just go before the Lord in prayer, and then we are going to get into some of today's top headlines, family. First of all, I want you to know that I love you, love you, love you. I've missed you. Yes, your girl was on hiatus. I took a vow of silence out of obedience to God and I was sort of just looking for direction. Sometimes, family, if we have been told by God to bring something to an end, and it was our baby, and a lot of you know, Angel Peer Support Ministries here in Binghamton, New York, it closed last year, and that was my baby. And when it closed, I felt like I had aborted my baby. I had aborted my vision. I felt like all of the things that I did and all of the things that God allowed me to do by his grace, I felt as if it was in vain. I felt as if I had no purpose. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Have you ever begin a project or an initiative, and then all of a sudden it came to fruition, but then it came to an end, and you did great work, and it gave you a sense of purpose. It gave you a reason to get up in the morning, and it gave you a reason to just keep going. That is what Angel Peer Support Ministries was to me. And so when it came to an end last year, I actually experienced a slight depression. But thanks be unto God, I went to I went to a women's conference in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was fantastic. And the speaker was fantastic. And it was a Southern Baptist convention, and it's neither here nor there. But I went with one of my close friends, Sister Teresa, and she invited me, and so I went, and it was a women's retreat. However, what I took away from there, it was a special message, and the keynote speaker was phenomenal. But what the wisdom nugget that I took away and my blessing came and my breakthrough came and the seeds were planted at the Greyhound bus station. I was waiting there for my bus, and there was a pastor who came, and he has an international calling, international anointing on his life, has planted different churches and supported the plantation of different churches throughout the nation. I am speaking of the Philippines. I am speaking of Nigeria. I am speaking of Mother Africa. Y'all know how I feel about Mother Africa. Africa is still calling my name, and we're trying to get some logistics together. I've gotten a few invitations. Prayerfully, I'll be able to take the trip to Mother Africa next year, as a missionary with a particular ministry that is serious about the things of God and holding crusades and just loving on the people of the nation, the people of the nation of Africa, the people of the nation of the Philippines, or from the Philippines, basically. They already have a ministry there and are doing great works from a medical perspective, with human trafficking being of epidemic proportions and horrific proportions in the Philippines. This particular ministry, through their missionary efforts, are providing medical attention to the women who and the child slaves and the child prostitutes who have been contracted STDs at a young age. And it is just, I can't even get into it, but I am supporting. Know that when you listen to this broadcast, you are also supporting these efforts. This is how I fund the philanthropic work that I do and the connections that I have with Christian-based organizations or Islam-based organizations, because Sisters of Mercy, Charity for the Poor, we also make donations to mosques as well as parishes, churches, and we also, I personally ride through high-risk neighborhoods. Some of them are known as projects and whatnot, and I make them a project because if the household has their lights on, then I leave a love basket, and the love basket may have in it household items, personal care items, or food items for the less fortunate family. We must not forget about the less fortunate, the needy, the elderly, the children, and the poor. Let's be mindful of this always. As a matter of fact, let's just take a moment of silence. Let's take a moment of silence in remembrance of those who have less than what we have. Regardless of your current station in life, there is always someone who has it worse than you. I don't care where you are listening to this podcast. I don't care where you are in the world, because this is an international broadcast. Let's be mindful that regardless of our current station in life, there are others who have it even worse than us. So let's take a few seconds to just remember them in a moment of silence. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for remembering the poor. Thank you so much for remembering the elderly. Thank you so much for remembering the children. Let us pray before we go forward with today's broadcast. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you as humble as we know how, lifting up your name in thanksgiving. Father, this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just come to love on you today, to say thank you. We don't come asking for anything other than to seek your face. Seek your face, God. Seek your face. Not Lord God, we come with open arms to receive all of your love, Lord Jesus, and to just love on you and to say, Abba, Father, you God. Thank you for being a God of miracles. Thank you for being the God of miracles who call us by name. You cause the miracles to find us, Lord Jesus, and to call us by name. Miracles are our friend on today. As a dear friend of mine, Pastor Minza, stated and posted on his Facebook page recently, and it blessed me. He stated something to the extent of September 1st, 2017, miracles are my best friend, and they call me by name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, family. How about that? You have an African pastor over in Africa who is just giving thanks to God for miracles, calling him by name. I am blessed to know this pastor, and he does great charity work, great ministry work, and he experiences miracles, and he's not afraid to post it on Facebook. And when I read that, because we here at Sisters of Mercy, and I myself experience miracles, it was just so overwhelming and such a sense of joy to read that, because guess what, family? God is no respecter of persons, and what he does for one, he will do for all according to the faith that is working within us. So basically, family, let's step our faith game up today. Father God, help us to step our faith game up in the name of Jesus. All we need, family, is the faith of a mustard seed. Yes, I am still praying. I am still praying for us. I am still praying for you. I am praying right now for your family. I am praying right now for your spouse. I am praying right now for your husband, your wife, your children, if applicable. I am praying right now for your mother, your father, whether they be with us here or in heaven. I am praying right now for whatever is burdening you on today. Father God, please lift the strongholds in my listeners' life in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say that our burdens, your burden is light. So our burdens should be light, Lord God, as we look to you. Father God, help us with your strength. Help us to lean not unto our all understanding, but in always acknowledge you, Lord God, and you will direct our paths. Help us not be our own path directors, Lord God. Father God, give us your godly consciousness. Help us to take on your characteristics, the characteristics of God, the characteristics of you, Lord God, the characteristics of Jesus. He was our example. Jesus Christ was our example here on earth. Help us to take on the characteristics of Gandhi, Lord God. Father God, help us to take on the characteristics of Harriet Tubman. Help us to take on the characteristics of Martin Luther King. Lord God, help us to take on the characteristics, Lord God, of Mother Teresa. Saint Mother Teresa. Saint Mother Teresa. Lord God, help us to take on the characteristics of the men and women who are currently living and doing great exploits in your name for the community and for the poor from a philanthropic and humanitarian standpoint, for our children. Father God, help us to take on the characteristics of people who live before us, Lord God, the greats who live before us. Before our time, before Twitter, before Facebook, before all of this latest and greatest technology. And they did great exploits for your glory. They exercised their gifts and they applied their gifts and your divine wisdom and your divine power and your divine knowledge, Lord God, to make the world a better place. As Gandhi said, Father, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Father God, help us, Lord God, on today to be the change that we wish to see in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, promotion does not come from the north, east, south, or west. Or I should have said north, south, east, or west. Promotion comes from you. Father God, promote my audience on today, Lord God. Father God, if it be a listener here that needs promotion in any area of their life, Father God, promote my brother, promote my sister. Promote them if they need promotion in their marriage, Lord God. Promote them, Lord God. If they are single and they are looking to get married, Lord God, promote them to wife. Promote them to husband status with the right partner. With the right partner, a godly partner, a partner that's not going to beat on them, that's not going to mistreat them, that's not going to talk down to them, look down upon them, Lord God, but lift them up as their partner lifts you up and as we lift you up together, Lord God. Help the houses to be houses of prayer, houses of meditation in the mighty name of Jesus. Help their homes to be homes of love. Father God, for anyone, Lord God, that is desiring children, listen to this broadcast. Father God, if they are good in their heart and all is well with them in the land of milk and honey, Father God, bless them with the miracle of birth. Father God, whether it be from their womb through adoption or surrogacy, Father God, you are the giver of life. And there are a lot of people out here who are godly minded and good minded and would be excellent parents. But for some reason, they may not be able to give birth on their own. Or they may have been told by the doctor that they are barren. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over the wombs of the women who are barren and have been told by medical professionals that they are barren, or who have been told by their parents or told by anyone, Lord God, that they are barren, Lord God. Father God, lift that spirit of barrenness, that drought over their womb. Father God, just like you did for the lady who sold me my new/used Chevy Equinox, Sister Amanda was told, Lord God, that she and her husband would never have children. But thanks be unto God, I was able to meet two miracle babies, 10 months old, still seeing your angels, Lord God. God, they are her natural and their natural born children. They are Amanda's natural born children, Amanda's miracle babies. Father God, after years of being told she would not bring forth fruit in the form of life, in the form of children, God, you didn't bless her with one miracle. You blessed her with two miracles. To you be all of the glory. If you did it for Amanda, you will do it for the listeners on today. You will do it for anybody according to their faith that wants kids and wants to bring forth. Father God, I ask that you bless them. And Father God, I thank you that you had me to do what I did and set up a custodial account for them, Lord God, for those babies, so that when they come of age, of the age of 18, they will not have to walk for money, Lord God, because their parents will be good stewards of both their individual custodial accounts. Lord God, bless those babies right now as they sleep. Father God, bless Amanda, bless her husband, bless that household, bless my listeners, Lord Jesus. Father God, I just pray for blessings. I pray that you are the God of miracles. I pray, Lord God, anybody expecting a miracle, may they experience a miracle on today, Father God, or within the next 7 days. May their family member experience a miracle, Lord God. You are the God of miracles. Lord God, I pray for the nations on today. I pray for peace on today. Father God, I pray and send wishes of happy Eid Mubarak to my Muslim brothers and sisters that are celebrating in 2017. Have a blessed Eid. on your holiday, your blessed holiday. Father God, let us not forget our Muslim brothers and sisters during the holiday season. Let us not forget our Jewish brothers and sisters today. Let us not forget our Buddhist brothers and sisters, our Hindu brothers and sisters, our Sikh brothers and sisters on today. Father God, let us not forget our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters on today, our Christian brothers and sisters on today, our Pentecostal brothers and sisters on today. Bless them. Bless them all, Lord Jesus. Bless us all, Lord God. Father God, protect us. Send your archangels, Archangel Michael, to protect us. In the name of Jesus, and in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Father God, seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ. We present it unto you for you to bless it. And everyone said, amen and amen. Family, if you are listening to this podcast right now, we are no longer on air. We have entered into the archive portion of the podcast, family. But we are still going, and it is 32 minutes and 9 seconds. What I would like to do is I would like to right now speak on something that is dividing the world, and that is the Nashville Statement. There was a Nashville Statement released, family, and it was a trending topic on Twitter. I have a word for anyone that participated in the Nashville Statement. And basically, you can find my statement on the Nashville Statement on my Twitter account. But just for the sake of time, family, I just want to speak on this. Anyone that is participating in the Nashville Statement, I have a word for you. I have a and participating in the Nashville Statement, I have a word for you from the heavens, and it is simply this. John 8:7. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her, at the woman who was accused of committing adultery. A lot of people who are supporting the Nashville Statement are adulterers and have adulterous past. They covet their neighbor's wife, and they covet their neighbor's husband. That is one of the Ten Commandments. A lot of the people supporting the Nashville Statement have sin in their hearts. But they want to target the LGBTQ community. I have a message from the heavens for you. I have a message from the Holy Spirit for you. If you support the Nashville Statement, and it is for you to read John 8:7, and here is the Amplified Version. However, when they persisted in questioning him, he straightened up and said, this is Jesus speaking, Jesus Christ straightened up and said, he who was without any sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her, at them. If you are the architect behind the Nashville Statement, if you are supporters of the Nashville Statement, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost has a message for you. Read John 8:7. Read John 8:7. Read John 8:7. They said this to test him so that they might have some good grounds for an accusation. But Jesus stooped down and began to write with his finger in the dust on the ground. But as they persisted in questioning, he straightened himself up and said to them, "Let the one among you who has never sinned throw the first stone at her." Then he stooped down again and continued writing with his finger on the ground. And when they heard what he, Jesus Christ, said, they were convicted by their own consequences, their own consciences, and went out, and one by one, beginning with the eldest, until they had all gone, their own consciences convicted them. Jesus was left alone with the woman still standing where they had put her. So he stood up and said to her, "Where are they all? Did no one condemn you?" This is what Jesus Christ said with the woman. Now notice they brought the woman who was accused of adultery. They did not bring the man in this particular passage of the Bible. But Jesus looked at her, and he looked around for her accusers at this particular point in the passage. And he asked the woman who had been accused of committing adultery, "Where are they all? Did no one condemn you?" So, to the architect of the horrific and terrible Nashville statement, the Holy Spirit is saying to you on today, read John 8 and 7. You are to read John 8 and 7 and evaluate yourself. Do a self-examination. Here is the King James translation. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself. We are speaking to Jesus, speaking about Jesus Christ, and said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." We ought to be careful, family, when we are casting stones at people, at certain groups. We ought to be very, very careful. Being human, family, we have this thing called the flesh, which causes us to miss the mark. Some may call it sin, but I say sometimes they miss the mark. Because just because we have sin in our heart and we are of a sinful nature, it does not make us a bad person. But we are not to single out a particular group. A group that does nothing to us, that's done nothing to us, a group in which we openly know their quote-unquote sin. We openly know it. We ought to love that group. We ought to love one another. We are no better than the gays, Christians. Christians, we are no better than the gays. I know of a lot of quality gay people, and I know of a lot of quality Christian people. We are no better than our brother and our sister. We are to be our brothers and our sisters' keeper. We are not to single out a certain group because we don't like them and what they stand for, especially if they are not hurting anyone. It's one thing if they are like the KKK or the Aryan Nation or these white supremacists or these black militants, if you want to be real. It's one thing if their mission statement is in life is to bring separation, degradation, discrimination, racism, hate. if they are cultivating an atmosphere of hate, we are to rise up together and speak out against that thing. But if they are a group of people who are not hurting anyone, and they stand for love, hope, peace, and charity, who are we to single out something that we don't understand? I do not understand homosexuality. I am a heterosexual Black American female. Anyone today, I do not know. But I know that God created everything, and what he created is good. And so if someone happens to be a homosexual, they are still of God's creation. They are still a child of God. And we are not to touch God's anointed and do his prophets no harm, but we are not to touch God's creation and do it any harm, especially with our mouth. There are a lot of things I don't know in this world. I can't explain. Homosexuality is one of them. As a heterosexual female, I do not understand homosexuality, but I know that I have a homosexual brother, and I know that I knew from a young age that he was different, that he was special, that he was homosexual. Even before, as a child, I even knew what it was, the politically correct term. But I know that my brother was full of love, would do anything for anyone. My brother is very altruistic, and he just happens to be gay. So I do not support the Nashville statement. I don't support it because of my Christian values, number one, but also because I am a human. I am a humanitarian. I am for humans. I am for love. I am for peace. I am for inclusive meritocracy. And in my humble opinion, those are false prophets who are the architects of the Nashville Statement. They are not of God, and the truth is not in them. I pray that they read John 8:7. And it reads again. So when they continued asking him, Jesus Christ, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And that is it. That is all I have to say about the Nashville Statement. That is all I have to say to the false prophets that are the architects of the Nashville Statement. If you are a believer and you support the Nashville Statement, I encourage you to listen to the Holy Spirit and read John 8:7 and be led of God. God.